By the way, Jason.
Everything
mine,
sucks.
Friend of mine hates Transformers Beast Wars, ranks it below G1, but also likes Transformers movies. So
he's a goddamn motherfucking piece of shit, and he should be executed.
Yeah, you see, we had gone through this before, but we weren't recording. And that was worth it.
What do you mean ranked at G1? I don't understand
the original. They're ranked below, like, the original Transformers.
Oh. I don't understand what any of that means, but I'm going to say okay. I guess I'm too fat and black to understand.
Maybe. Beast Wars was excellent.
I disagree as well.
He disagrees. I need to see it. It's on Netflix now.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Granted, maybe it's nostalgia coloring in my memory because I haven't seen it in a long time. But still, I remember it being good, and I still consistently hear how awesome it is from people, you know?
I watched it, and I was like, oh, crap, why am I watching this again?
The CG probably isn't all that good, you know, anymore, but...
Well, no, but it was the 90s, so I let that slide. It was the 90s, CG wasn't all that great. It's okay, that'll slide. But it, to me, it's just not good.
You goddamn motherfucking piece of shit.
I'm sorry.
You think I won't kill you?
I'm pretty sure you won't, you know.
You're lucky you're all the way over there, and I'm too fat and lazy. Now, if you had cookies or something, you'd be fucking dead.
What?
You know what?
I actually
have orange slices and some cookie cake.
Then I'm coming over to murder you and steal your cookie cake.
I could just give you a piece.
And I'm going to sing the Transformers thing song, which was instrumental, mostly.
How you been?
But while I pee on your corpse. Are you happy about that? That's what happens now.
I mean, it's exciting that I may get a golden shower from you,
you
but
will.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm okay, with that, bro.
Well, all right then.
Now,
murder and rape, not necessarily in that order.
That would make you a necrophiliac.
Whatever.
So what about my friend?
Just labels. Oh, he's fucking dead.
Why?
Because he's a piece of shit. But you know what? Just liking those movies, that should get you a death sentence.
Oh.
Automatically.
Wait, hold on.
Let me ask him why.
Hold on.
Because he's a dumb piece of literate. He's an illiterate piece of shit. He's a moron. That's the only explanation. He's mentally retarded. Is this guy mentally retarded or five? One of the two?
Wait, I have
That's
some...
That's the only logical explanation.
I have some good news, damn it.
Is Michael Bay dead yet?
Almost. They're delayed. They have officially and indefinitely stopped the TMNT movie.
Why?
Because it's going to be garbage.
Because somebody read the script.
No, no, I mean, what is the actual reason?
I don't remember if they gave a reason.
Paramount's been having some issues.
Death threats from making this.
That, but no, they actually delayed a lot of them. They delayed G.I. Joe Retaliation by 9 months.
Good God.
It was supposed to come out like next week or something. And it actually looked decent.
Yeah, that movie actually looked good. I wonder what the fuck's going on with them.
First, they gave some kind of crappy reason why they didn't want to convert to 3D, which is stupid. That's a stupid reason, especially waiting so late. But apparently, they also, that guy, Channing Tatum, who I don't really care for, along with most of the other, you know, people dies at the very beginning of the movie, they decided they want to put him in it more, because apparently he's become somewhat popular in the last few months.
He was the main character in the first one, right?
Yeah, and the first one, it was okay.
Yeah,
It was a blockbuster hit or anything, but, you know.
It was probably the best G.I. Joe movie we were going to get, live action anyway.
Yeah. But, you know, they basically just, whatever cast members did return, pretty much get killed, like, right at the beginning, as part of the story. And he was one of them, but there, and, you know, suddenly, you know, he became popular, so they're like, oh, they're gonna reshoot a bunch of stuff, put him in it at the last minute. It's just stupid. He was funny in 21 Jump Street, I'll admit.
Still never watched that.
That is pretty damn funny, actually. You should watch that when it comes out on video soon.
I finally watched the Thor movie the other day.
Time.
I know I'm late.
Like a year late, yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Jason, did you see that concept art for a Pixar Justice League movie?
Yeah, I did. That seemed interesting. Wait, no, but wasn't it Marvel or Pixar? Never mind.
No, I
was confused because I forgot.
It's not official. It's just like theoretical by an artist.
Well, aren't they supposed to be doing a live action Justice League movie?
Yeah, but they've been saying that for, you know, years. Now they seem to be getting a little more serious now because they saw Avengers made a bajillion dollars. They're like, oh, we should do that.
They should.
Well, they need good movies besides Batman first.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but they're not going to, you know, all of a sudden drop like a Martian Manhunter movie or a Wonder Woman movie.
Was a Wonder Woman live action series in the works. There was a pilot shot and everything, but it was so friggin' horrible that they decided not to even show it.
Wow.
From the people who did see it, like, I think it got shown like in Canada or something. Just like that live action Justice League TV pilot like 10 years ago, which was god awful. But, I don't know. It was horrible. Like, Wonder Woman was like the CEO of her own company and made these stupid, dirty sex jokes, and the villains didn't make any sense, and the whole thing was full of plot holes. Like, I don't understand. They have a story and everything. They could just do that. That's all you have to do.
Pull from the comic.
Just do it. You basically have a script. It's called the comic book. Just do that instead of changing it and making these like ridiculous, nonsense.
You know, that reminds me of something. Can you believe that, I was blown away by this, but can you believe that most critics said that Watchmen was worse off for following the comic?
How so?
That's full of shit.
I don't understand that.
For using the comic as a screenplay.
They're full of shit.
As a storyboard is what I mean. Like,
First of all, that movie was a success, was it not?
Most critics said it was worse off for doing it because they said some bullshit like the camera work was boring and static or something.
Boring and static. Okay. What the fuck were they watching?
Yeah, really. I wish more people would pull from the comic book like that and actually use some of the material.
I was blown away by like, what are you who cares? You want every fucking other scene to be shaky cam or something? Is that, you know?
Yeah, like, and the only thing that I didn't like about the movie was like the one major thing that they changed from the comic.
They had to change that.
Yeah, they could have done it.
What was the major change?
The ending, like it was kind of
okay.
Like
no,
they made the big threat at the end, just Dr. Manhattan himself, which was it was okay for the movie. It was okay, but it was kind of boring.
It made sense for the movie.
I wanted to see Giant Squid Monster.
That would have added another hour.
And what's the problem with that?
It would have been a 3-hour movie.
The movie was already 3 hours long.
I don't get what your problem is.
It can only hold my attention for so long, regardless of how much.
Well, the
squid plotline would have taken an extra hour to set up because that whole comic book setup, that comic book side story was all like the guy that wrote that comic book, the pirate story, was the one that they brought in to help make the squid because they said that they were filming a movie.
But they could have squeezed it. It wouldn't have taken that long. They could have made
a boring plot line that was just unnecessary, and Dr. Manhattan did it well enough.
It was okay. It was okay, but I would have loved to see Giant Squid Monster, at least in the director's cut or something.
It would have added millions and millions of dollars.
It would have been awesome. And when I become a bajillionaire and I remake the movie, I will do it right. And it will be like 5 hours long.
Nerds are so fucking stupid.
Nope, I'm doing it.
Nerds are picky, okay? I can agree with Jason on being kind of a purist when it comes to some things, because some things just should not be fucked with and should be watched the way it was meant to be watched. But in this case, I gotta say that I like the ending that they went with Dr. Manhattan doing what he did. You know, the way it all ended, fantastic.
Or it should have been a high-budget miniseries.
No.
Who has a high-budget miniseries?
Game of Thrones is kind of...
That's because Game of... For whatever reason, that confusing-ass show is crazy popular.
I want to watch.
What do you mean confusing-ass show?
Did you hear what happened?
What?
Be more specific.
Okay, regarding Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Okay, in the first season, there's a scene with a bunch of severed heads on pikes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
and George Bush's
okay,
head.
Okay, in the director's commentary for the Blu-rays, they said, yeah, we needed to reuse a bunch of old, like, prop heads to make that scene. And they pointed out that one of them happens to be, like, George W. Bush, like,
why do they have a George W. Bush head in the first place?
Funny. You know, like, just props, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
And so, basically, after that got out, HBO pitched a fit, and now they're going to edit that entire scene out.
What? You can't even say, I've seen the episode, like, 3 times. I watched the first season. You can't... The head is facing the wrong way, and it's got a wig on it.
I've seen it. Yeah, I know.
You can barely tell.
No one would have even known if they hadn't said it. But HBO is pissed, and they're going to edit that out.
What,
they're
did George editing, Bush own HBO or something?
Edit the entire scene out. They're editing that entire scene out and all future.
The entire scene? That friggin' scene was important.
All the heads on the pikes, they're going to edit out for some reason. Or they're going to do something.
That was a critical moment. Where you see just how much of an evil bastard Joffrey is.
That's what HBO said.
That's fucking stupid.
I know. I need to go get the DVDs. I need to go get the box set before they mess with it.
That's insane.
To do that.
They could have if they really felt they had to.
Yeah,
like, edit out that single head.
Yeah, not the whole fucking scene.
They're going to do something, and that's a possibility.
Well, that would probably be the most extreme case. Like, if we have nothing else, we could just cut the whole fucking thing. But they should just be able to cut that head out. That's probably, like, what, a quarter of a second glance of that head anyway?
Probably, something like that. It's not even noticeable.
Unless
you freeze frame it, then only then it's like the side of the face. It's not facing the camera even.
They're going to do something, and it's probably going to make a bunch of people mad.
It is.
Oh, it will. It can't stop.
Speaking of things getting edited out, you know Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah. I already have a bad feeling. I saw the trailer. It looks great. I want to see that.
Yeah, guess what? In early shots, Dr. Wily was in that scene with the bad guy.
I heard that he was supposed to be
in
it.
In the final trailer, he's gone. He's not in it anymore.
I assumed he was going to be in the movie because I saw like a while back. They said he was going to be in it.
And they showed that scene in the trailer. He's nowhere in it. He's not in the scene. He's been replaced by generic ninja or something. Probably
replaced
or something. They won't say. They don't.
Why?
Maybe. I mean, like they have 2 Street Fighter characters there, including Zangief, who's not even a bad guy. Just want to point that out.
Yeah. Well.
And just randomly adding, they're going bananas with this.
I mean, like, I'm not even mad about it. I'm just disappointed. I'm a Mega Man fan, and that's all I get nowadays. It's just constant disappointment over and over again. And I'm tired of it.
Well, you're just going to have to stick with the comics and the manga, sir.
Yeah, I know.
Until those go away.
Yeah, until someone royally fucks those up.
I mean, it's like, those are fine, but I gotta have more games. It's like, those are just satellites. I gotta have planets. You know? For those satellites to orbit around.
It's not happening, not anymore.
I'm gonna make some. I'm helping make 2.
Whoa, did not realize this. I was just looking up stuff about Watchmen. Then I realized that David Hayter, you know, Solid Snake, helped write the script.
Yeah, he's a writer. He helps write plenty of scripts.
He was a screenplay for X-Men also.
Yeah, he's done plenty of writing. I mean, he was in a movie, like, he was in a few movies before Metal Gear Solid. I mean, they weren't big. I think one of them was, like, Guyver 2.
Yeah.
Which was actually a good movie. I mean,
it was an okay movie. Everybody says Guyver 2 is better than Guyver 1, but I prefer Guyver 1 over Guyver 2.
Guyver 1 is corny as hell.
I love Guyver 1. Fuck you.
I wanna rewatch both. I mean, I saw them both on TV years and years and years and years ago, and I had no idea what Guyver was or anything. I just watched it. It was cool. You know, this is back in the days when I were like Power Rangers, and it was like R-rated Power Rangers, you know?
Exactly.
And I like that.
Go fucking Rangers.
It's based on a manga, you know?
Yeah,
I know. And I mean, I'm asking Peter if he knows.
Oh, yeah. I've watched both variations of anime.
I have not. I'd like to watch all that stuff.
Yeah, the anime of it's fantastic. But,
yeah, David Hayter was the main character in Guyver 2.
I actually have both Guyvers. If you remind me one day, I will let you borrow them.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to watch them.
Hey, have you tried to bring Shiny into this? I was seeing that he's on.
He's probably not going to come on.
Probably not. But
try it.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try. Just hold on and stop talking.
And cross your fingers.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get Shiny on. I should just add him to the call and see what happens.
Go for it.
Just do it.
All right, he's not messaging back, so we're just going to try to add him to this call. And interesting way I introduced Shiny to my new phone number as well. All I texted him was, I'm pregnant. But he knew it was me.
Damn, how could he tell?
He knows you were on the pill.
Hello?
Hello?
Shiny!
He's alive.
Hey!
Shiny, what are you doing?
I'm playing video game.
Okay, Shiny, are you, like, coherent and able to talk?
I mean, define coherent and able to talk.
Yeah, he's alive. Good enough.
He's good to go.
We're in the middle of recording an episode, and we seen you on, so it was like, fuck it, we're going to add Shiny to the call.
One second. Let me push buttons here and do things in science and all that. Hold on.
Holy shit, we may have Shiny for an episode.
Do-do-do-do-do. It's the left ear, that's the right ear.
What are you playing, by the way?
All right, try talking now.
Hello?
Oh, I can hear you much better when it's through my microphone.
What are you playing?
Batman.
Oh. Wow.
Batman?
I figured you'd have access to, like, secret games that have not come out yet.
Like, what was this? Is that what the government does now?
Isn't it? Haven't you seen the movie War
Yes,
games?
It is.
Well, Shiny, do you have about 45 minutes you can spare?
I don't know. I probably can. I probably can talk for a little while.
Okay, because like I said, we're in the middle of recording an episode, and it would be fantastic if you could join us one more time.
Oh, that'd be cool. Oh, get up here, Pooh Bear. Yeah, I have a dog named Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear, right. Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Yeah,
you know, I was just about to do that. You stole that from me.
Oh, the Pooh Bear. Yeah, we didn't name her. She came that way.
Are you moved in with Katie yet?
No, we'll be moved in soon, though. Right now, we are... Right now, she's in Mississippi. Well, I'm in Mississippi, too, technically, right now. But for the time being, this weekend.
At her house?
Yeah, I'm at her house.
Oh, where the fuck is Katie?
Oh, she's in the restroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
let me listen to her poop.
Exactly. Nonetheless, what was I saying? Yeah, though, she'll be down on the 30th.
Wow. Hooray. I didn't mean that to sound so sarcastically. I didn't mean to sound like a dick on that. My bad.
I'm like a major douche.
My bad.
Oh, so that's actually you on the Xbox, right?
Oh, thank God. Could he have sounded any more like a dick?
My bad. My bad.
Exactly what came to mind. I was like, God. I am alone.
Shiny.
Crying,
podcast
been
sucking without you.
No, we've been doing okay.
We have.
Shut up. Okay. You know it's true.
No, it's not. We have, like, at least 60 fans.
Yeah, that's a big jump up from the, like, zero we had when we started. So there. From zero to 60, like a car.
All right.
So we have fans. We have people following us on Twitter, Facebook, Pod on our Podomatic, downloading us on iTunes. So fuck you, Stickman.
Yeah, I mean,
swear to God, it's not just
age.
Me 50 times.
The modern age, the only time that, you know, it's really, you prove your worth by how much people stalk you.
See, this is like a conversation me and Stickman were having earlier about how people have phones but don't use them for talking. They use them for everything else but.
I use mine to watch Netflix at work today.
See, if Alexander Graham Bell would come back in this time and age, he'd slap the crap out of you. Like, bitch, what are you doing?
Also,
no, he wouldn't. You know, like, all hell he'd watch Doctor Who on Netflix instead of...
And then we'd introduce him to internet porn, and he'd be like, oh my God. And then he'd never go back in time and invent things. He'd just die.
He would literally turn into Quagmire.
Yeah.
The giant
arm. I keep thinking that lately about phones and everything is the fact that here I am in the Army, and you know, they give me, like, they'll hand me a piece of equipment. They're like, this is $200,000. I'm like, oh dear God, what is this? It's a GPS. Like, my phone does this. Well, here's the radio. The radio weighs 10 fucking pounds. It's got a battery, like, the size of a small child's head, and which never holds a charge. Nope. It won't even last a couple hours, and I'm like, so you just gave me a giant GPS and a giant radio. I'm like, you know, I can do both these things with my phone.
Welcome back to the 80s.
Exactly. No, it actually has that fancy 80s receiver thing to pick up for the radio.
It's made by Casio.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hilarious that, you know, we were sitting there and like, do we really have to use these? I'm like, my phone does all this. I could play Angry Birds while I'm waiting. The lights because it was hilarious because, like, all in that day, it's like, oh, the lights went out. It's okay. I got a flashlight on my phone. Oh, I don't know where we are. GPS. Oh, it's just... It's just my phone does too much almost.
Who
it makes me feel
running
like
running this army.
I say they should just hand us all a bunch of fucking smartphones with really cool apps. And
damn, there you go.
It will solve a shit ton of problems. Who is running the army, dude? I don't know. Some psychopath, clearly. But yeah, it's hilarious because I still remembered the radio. One guy forgot his battery. And another battery just wasn't working. And on one of our radios, the mic that plugs in, you know, the headset thing, yeah, it wasn't working. So basically all our radios were down, but we were doing a convoy. Like, oh, how are we, the guys were like, how are we going to do a convoy? The rest of us were like, well, we all have smartphones. He's like, oh, well, we can't call every time. I'm like, we can all download a radio app. Just do that. He's like, I would that work? We're like, yeah. And so we all downloaded a radio app, and sure enough.
So okay, all this expensive military equipment did not fucking work.
And in 10 seconds for free, we downloaded an app.
You know, you make me feel really safe.
You should. You should feel safe. We have missiles to go along with all this, so it's all right.
Do the missiles work properly?
Oh, yeah, the missiles work great. Everything else doesn't, but...
The shit that explodes, yeah, that works fine. Everything else to make it go boom, yeah, that fucks up occasionally.
Yeah. Everything else just goes boom, you know. If it doesn't go boom, it doesn't work.
Oh. The military. keeping us all safe since 1942.
Well, you know, we shouldn't expect.
Wait, we didn't have a military before?
Yeah, we didn't have a military between 1942. I thought it was in the 1700s.
I don't fucking know.
Nobody cared about it before World War
II. I think it was like 1775, something like that.
I was going to say, because, you know, there was like that whole war before.
Yeah, all those wars, remembered all those?
That's all we had. Military.
I'm fat and black and never plan on going to the military, so I don't know.
I mean, you don't gotta get it right. I mean, I don't gotta get it right. But we recently had the Army's birthday.
Hooray!
Friday. It was Friday. Army birthday, which meant lobster and steak at the defect.
Hooray. Don't you get that like every day anyway, though?
No, not quite.
That's odd. My friend of mine's birthday was Friday as well, and she's like the daughter of two jarheads.
Huh?
But the hilarious thing, though, is the fact that even though we had lobster and steak, I didn't get to eat lobster and steak.
Why?
Because I was sent to mandatory fun.
Mandatory fun?
Yes, I know. Those two words should never go together.
What, pray tell, is mandatory fun?
Mandatory fun meant we had to find a... There's this park in the middle of nowhere's home base. It took me almost an hour to find it. We found this park. Everyone showed up late. There's some guy who barbecued a few hot dogs, and some people brought some desserts. Some really crappy desserts. So we ate some hot dogs and some crappy desserts instead of lobster and steak. And we sat outside in the sun. There's a lot of flies, a whole lot of flies, but it was fun because it's mandatory.
So instead of lobster and steak, you get burnt hot dogs and
they
flies.
Were burnt hot dogs. See if I can put you on speak mute. How do I make you speaker? But if I unplug that, we can't hear them. It's like really quiet.
Pull out your headphone,
Jack? Yes, I know. I was just explaining this. That if I pulled out my headphone, you just can't hear you.
Turn like up the volume, jackass.
The volume was turned up. Oh, no, it wasn't. Wait, no, that's my headphone volume. No,
that's my headphone. Niggas. See, this is what Samuel L. Jackson was talking about when he said nigga technology.
Yeah.
You want an earbud, sweetie? You don't want an earbud?
Give her an earbud.
No, she says she don't want it. But this is Peter. Yeah, Peter from GameStop. Oh, wait. I'm using y'all names and you're recording this and putting it on the internet.
No one cares.
Use the name that has been designated to me.
Oh, Stickman, you're going to be mad.
Also, Peter does not work at GameStop.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He works at GameStop.
Sure.
Yeah, he's the guy from GameStop.
By the way, Stickman, in the last two episodes, your real name was used.
What are you waiting for?
Fix it!
Oh, hi. Hey,
little
Peter.
Late. Yes, sir.
Everyone's going to know.
Katie says hi.
Hi. Said hey.
Jason says hi, too.
Howdy.
She says hi again. Howdy. Jason's at one. You know, Satan. No, kidding. I'm kidding.
You know, the Lord
of
all evil.
Yeah, the one from bowling. Yeah. Okay, by the way, Katie says hey, Jason.
Unforgettable. Oh, no.
No. Hey, you were one of her favorites.
Hey.
Oh, that's horseshit.
She likes you, too.
But I'm not the favorite. I'm the only black friend.
Jason was cool. Sorry. Straight up.
Yes. Oh, Jason.
What? Awesome. What? He was sociable and fun.
Yeah.
All right. I couldn't make it to the bowling.
I know you couldn't, and I don't blame you for that. I understand that you are extremely overweight, and you also have the whole African-American thing going for you, so you couldn't afford bowling. We weren't going to pay for you because we don't like to pound you people. But.
Sorry, I'm going to fucking murder you.
I know. It's going to be a while, and I plan on seeing you in a long time again. That way you'll be like, why am I supposed to murder you? And I'll have the wife with you again. It'll be just like last time.
Try to figure out if I should hug you or kick your ass.
Yeah. It would be wrong to kick my ass in front of my brand new wife. That would have been wrong.
No, it wouldn't have. It would have been perfectly fine.
Huh? She said she'll kick yours. Ooh.
It's cool.
She's dangerous.
Well, unless you have taught her secret military techniques, I think I'll be okay. I studied Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s, you studied Jiu-Jitsu. How old are you again?
You were 20. He was like four, and this
you're
isn't
four.
Brazil, so.
You're four, and you studied Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I'm not worried.
Well, I wasn't born till 85, sir, so you do the math.
Yeah, you weren't born till 85. Good job.
Well, Shiner, not all of us can be born in 1969.
Killed the what? Oh, wow, actually shot through the wood? Yeah, well, I was born in... That's cool. I was born in 1883. 1983.
Yeah, I missed it.
It's what I said.
You only married Kate in a suck away her life force to keep you young.
No.
We've already established that you are not human and that you have the strange ability to sap life forces.
Never happened. You can type in depth charge. You know, that'll work against the fish.
Shiner, I have a fantastic idea.
What's a great idea?
Alright, I found the guide online to make taser fists.
Okay, yeah, a taser fist.
Alright, we're gonna bare knuckle box with these taser fists.
Bare knuckle boxing with taser fists. I don't know if this is gonna be a long fight or...
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be an incredibly short fight. The first one to land the first punch is probably going to win. I've never been tased, but I'm pretty sure it sucks. And this is going to be as strong as a taser.
Well, I mean, it depends on how strong. I mean, you're only getting like a... You're only getting a drive stun. So, I mean, drive stuns are physically bearable.
Yeah, but it's going to make that punch like 10,000 times worse.
Oh, it will.
Which is why we should do it.
So we should make a bunch of... We should get those and get some Tesla guns, add some armor, and go rob banks.
What's a Tesla gun, and how will we use it?
A Tesla
it's
gun
difficult as far as electricity.
Yeah, it's insanely difficult.
I've seen them online.
And this works?
Well...
It's very dangerous. You can fry yourself.
You may accidentally kill everything.
So yeah, that's fine. We got this. We can
science. It's not really... You know, we aren't him, so it's really hard to make a gun that just shoots electricity properly.
Oh, we'll get the hang of it, sure. I mean, he was kind of insane when he did it, so, I mean, we're...
mildly sane.
I'm very insane, so I should be better technically, I guess. So.
We need to find schematics to build a Gundam. Not a huge Gundam, just a man-sized Gundam.
That's just a robot.
That you can actually get in, Shiny.
Well, man-sized that you can get in doesn't really make a lot of sense. It'd be pretty hollow on the inside, wouldn't it?
But why would you need an actual full-size Gundam? What are you going to fight?
Crush cities.
Good job.
Also, I found a great way to control it with the new NeuroSky MindWave Mobile.
What is that?
It's $130. It's a device that translates brainwaves into computer responses.
Huh.
And it looks like a headset thingy with a thing that sticks to your head.
If you had one of those, there would just constantly be tits on the screen. Just all
possible.
The time.
Let's see. Least expensive research-grade EEG headset available. Interfaces with iOS, Android, and desktop computers. Hooray.
Wow. Jesus.
I think you can do this. All right.
Have you seen that Google Glass shit?
Nope.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
That's awesome.
You really want Google into your brain?
I would put Google into my brain if it was that.
They already know everything.
That's fine.
That you can attach things
now
to that.
Now let them control you.
But if you attach glue to that, you can attach something to that glue.
I would allow Google into my mind if it meant that I can get a contact lens or a pair of glasses that would let me do all the things in the video.
That,
you'll be able to do those things, cool. But... Only because they're controlling you and telling you what to do.
That's fine. I'll still be awesome.
You'll be dead. You'll be a slave.
I'll be a slave.
A zombie slave.
Well, I mean, the way I look at it, in the next 50 years when I put my brain into an android body, I'm going to be the government slave for a little while.
Are you going to put it in a female one?
No. Why the fuck would I put my brain into a female android body?
Maybe just hit it with something.
Why not?
Because then I'm going to be a fucking female android. If I'm going to be an android, I'm going to be a dude.
put it in a robot body that looks like Adrian Barbeau. The Adrian Barbeau bot!
I don't know who Adrian Barbeau is.
You don't know who Adrian Barbeau is?
No, I don't.
Well, neither do I, but I mean...
it's an old joke from C-Lab.
It's, yeah, I mean, come on, C-Lab.
I don't know, she used to be like some hot actress. You know, that was like 30 years ago, but...
No.
She voiced Catwoman on the Batman animated series.
Maybe... Oh, she was Catwoman?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, on the animated series.
Yeah, she was also in Swamp Thing.
I don't know.
Anyway.
What else we got to talk about?
Yeah, we have some stuff we were supposed to talk about.
We fixed those old episodes.
Huh?
Doesn't matter, Raimondo, do you stay?
Yeah, it really doesn't. No one, honestly, probably caught it.
Oh, no, the 60 people in Brazil who listen to our show.
The Brazilian? Do they know jiu-jitsu? Is that where you learned it?
That's where I learned it. That was all the way. I traveled there on foot, you know, fresh out the womb. That's where I got all my martial arts training. I even know a little capoeira.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I could see you making those moves.
I learned that back in the 60s from the Viet Cong.
From the Viet Cong?
Yeah. I was there. The whole time.
That explains a lot.
Wouldn't it be great to have, like, vampires or some shit?
Wait, vampires?
Yeah, some dude, there's actually a guy who claims he has vampirism.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the world who claim they have vampirism.
Yeah, they're called goths.
No, not goths, you jackass. I mean,
okay, people, psychopaths.
Or psychopaths.
Yeah,
there are people who legitimately believe that they're vampires. Not like,
some of the, let's burn them.
Have you seen those people? They're infuriating looking. They just... I would beat them up.
Oh, maybe.
Well, think about it. If you were a vampire and you're like 400 years old, you'd be pretty pissed too. Because you're bored.
Yeah. Well, tell us, Shiny.
Tell you what?
What is it like to be a vampire?
I am not a vampire.
You and Nicolas Cage are vampires.
I am not. Oh, God. Definitely not with Nicolas Cage.
You look like Nosferatu.
You do
look like Nosferatu.
I don't.
Nosferatu.
Yeah, you won't be able to hook it to that.
Shiny, you and your strange connections.
You have to hook it to an actual object. To what?
You and your strange connections to the obviously fictional world.
You might be able to hook onto those spikes. I have no connection to anything.
You're a vampire. You have strange aura-sucking abilities. You have the tongue of Satan himself.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
You talk people into doing things.
Oh, that's what it's supposed to mean.
You made that poor girl marry you. Now she's going to lose her soul.
That looks like it's going to be a hard thing to attach it to.
It sounds, honestly, it sounds like you're trying to put together a sex swing. If we didn't know what the fuck you were talking about, it sounds like instructions to some strange equipment.
Let's see.
Where the balloons come in.
Maybe put like a plank along that. That way the spike won't hit it.
See? See? See?
It is funny we do a sex swing now.
Exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh. I didn't think a plank would look like that. Here, you can use the bumper to turn the plank. Watch. Touch it.
I have another idea.
Now, while you have it held, I can do this. Boom. And it turns it. That might work. Maybe we'll slide off and touch the other one. Oh. I'm thinking.
Can I talk to your buddies?
No, I'm talking to both of y'all. See? I'm talking to the buddies and you. I'm only going to be talking to them for a while. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We never were able to give you a proper farewell.
I know. Well, we were busy. We've been running all around. And we went from...
He was fuck those guys and just left.
Exactly. No, I was really, really freaking busy.
I understand.
I mean, I came originally from... Kentucky through Tennessee, went to Mississippi. Me and her went to Arkansas. Then we went back to Mississippi. Then we went to Lower Mississippi. Then
we went down back to collect some souls.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Then we went back west to Arkansas. Then we went down to Louisiana. And then after that, we went back to Mississippi South and up towards Mississippi North, and I went back to Kentucky.
Jesus.
I drove a little bit.
That's a little bit. For only 4,000 miles.
Yeah, it wasn't quite 4,000. It was like 2,300.
Oh, damn, I was close. Shiny?
Yes?
I would just like to say on your next return, I will be thin. And you'll ninja be fit.
You'll be thin and ninja fit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I have an idea. I will have to see that to believe it.
And what if I am, Shiny? What if I'm all thin and ninja fit by the time you come back?
Then I will be surprised.
Win a couple of games of Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. You know, we watched a Ninja Warrior marathon.
That show, I think people just watch that show to watch people fail.
I do watch that. No, I actually watch it to see if they succeed. Because when they succeed, it's wicked awesome.
Well, they have crazy contraptions on that show.
There are crazy contraptions. Like a salmon ladder. Have you ever seen that one?
Yes.
That one's wild.
That one
doesn't even seem physically possible.
Hardly any of them seem physically possible.
I'm thinking maybe if you do something like lean something against that, but then use the glue to hold the net.
The mattress.
Ooh, a mattress.
God damn it, Johnny.
That might work.
See? This sounds like you're putting together some kind of sexual device.
We're not putting together sexual devices, don't worry.
It sounds like it. Like I said, if we didn't know what you were doing, this would sound all kinds of wrong.
Oh! And it bounces!
You're not helping things.
Shoot the shark. Or maybe just drop a depth charge on him again. Well, not if you drop it on the right side of his face.
Anybody got anything else to talk about?
I don't know. Didn't we have like a list of things that we
did? We did have a list. But that was in my iPhone, and my iPhone's dead. Hold on, wait. I have to go to Twitter.
Why is your iPhone dead?
It died. It didn't. It'll hold the charge, but it'll randomly cut off.
Be careful where you put it.
I didn't know what was going on with that damn phone.
About this on the right side.
So I have an Android now.
Nope. Grab it and drop it on again. A little bit more to the right. To the right. There. Ooh, almost had it.
Well, let me divulge to Twitter, because I think I loaded everything on Twitter.
Because I didn't make a list this
now
time.
Now you use scuba gear. Well, you didn't make a list. You gotta make a list if you're gonna talk about things.
Yeah. We could talk about the crazy zombie attacks that have been going on.
I'll mention bath salts.
Yeah, bright bath salts. Wink.
Wink. Hey, the Army warned us about bath salts recently. They're like, look out. The zombie attacks / people with bath salts, as they literally told me.
They're like, we're about to start, you know, using this to create new soldiers.
I told my mom about that, and she hadn't heard about it. Like, have you heard about the zombie attacks? She was like, what?
I think that one's just, advanced mode.
What are you talking about? What zombies?
Because I assumed she heard about it in the news, and I just freaked her out.
I mean, if you're hearing it for the first time, I'm pretty sure it'll freak a few people out.
Yeah. Great. But, if you go back to one that you already did, you can do an advanced. But, the bath salts are dangerous.
Well, apparently it makes you eat people.
I think you can buy the next level. It's like, go to level 2. See, it costs 2,000.
I mean, this is the most unlikely scenario for the beginning of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Romero talk about fucking bath salts.
there was an attack in Scott.
Yeah, I heard there was an attack in Scott. I mean, I didn't hear any details on it, but I heard that there was somewhere down there.
Yeah, there was a guy chewed a like a quarter-sized piece of flesh out of this man's face.
So I don't even want to go outside anymore, man. I heard there was one left yet.
You don't do that anyway.
Yeah. You of all people, I don't want to go outside anymore. When was the last time you went outside and just frolicked?
Well, hey, I got a reason now.
Well, now you have a reason to not. All right.
Nice. Nice saves, you say.
I don't know.
Like, the zombies have come, and none of you are ready.
Oh, none of us were ready?
Hey, speaking of that, Shiny, I need to get the keys to your home, to your domicile, and borrow a few guns. We can talk about the new Gears of War.
I don't know anything about that.
It's a prequel. It's going to be dumb.
It's not gonna, he's upset because you play as Baird, who is probably one of the more interesting characters.
No one gives a shit about Baird.
I like Baird.
The only good thing about Gears of War are the characters. So, I mean, like, the story is stupid as hell.
It's stupid as hell.
It's stupid as hell, Jason. I can't
still haven't beat Part 3 yet. So don't
do it, and you will see what I'm talking about.
Hey, God, now I don't want to. Everyone keeps telling me it sucks.
It's not that it sucks. It's just that it never was good, and it never, like, gets good. It really is just it's just a bunch of screaming and shooting aliens.
Yeah, it's probably as good, if not better, than Halo's.
Story, no.
Yeah, I don't really remember much of Halo's. It's a better. I don't know.
How could you not love Halo?
Except that it's better than Mass Effect now.
I'm gonna kill you.
Jason, you can't solve everything with death.
I have yet to find a problem that I couldn't solve with death.
He's actually right.
Shut up, Shiny. Don't encourage him.
I saw that ending.
Okay, the ending. Okay, you know the ending, except for the ending.
This
is far as I'm concerned. Plus, with Halo, I don't have to fucking take weeks to beat. Okay.
Oh no, I'm getting my money's worth.
Dude.
Well, you just game
client. Why would I want to spend money on something that takes me 60 hours to do? I'm not fucking 11 anymore. I got a life. I got shit.
You don't leave your house.
I got shit to do.
Well, what the hell are you doing?
Work.
You would sit on your ass playing video games.
I'm standing up drawing right now.
And playing video games.
I fly.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to pay $60 for a game.
I'm shocked to be didn't attack you.
Seriously. 60 fucking hours. I don't see how you motherfuckers have the time. I mean, like,
leave the house or do anything. How can you gripe at us for saying I don't see how you have the time to play 60-hour games?
I do things. I just do them in my house.
Oh, stop! Stop it.
Come outside. Be a possible zombie casualty like everyone else.
God, I can't wait for zombie attacks to go in a full force.
You're supposed to be, I guess, opening those and looking for the...
So tired of civilization.
You know, you say that now. If there was an actual zombie apocalypse, you would be shitting your pants.
With joy.
You could also click the empty button.
I'd be so happy if I could put myself. You want a bet?
We dare you. Go ahead, challenge
accepted.
But yeah, no, man. Like, as far as I'm concerned, Mass Effect has better characters, but Halo's got a better story.
Okay, well, we'll just agree that you're wrong.
Mass Effect has better characters. Much better characters, but Halo's got a better story. Especially after that ending. Until they patch that ending,
Till they patch the ending?
Did you play Mass Effect 3?
No, I didn't play Mass Effect 3. I also didn't play Mass Effect 1 or 2.
Oh, well,
piece of shit.
Okay.
I hear they're good, and I played a demo. Dude, 3's demo is amazing when you have the Kinect. It's like the Kinect is perfect for the person who's just too lazy to actually do anything on a game. Like, I don't have the type of energy to go and get my first aid kits and use them. However, if I just say first aid, he uses it.
Yeah, I have the exact opposite opinion. I thought Mass Effect 3 demo sucked balls. And will continue to suck said balls.
God damn it.
It was pretty fun.
Podcast is making me angry. People are disagreeing with me, and it's not right.
There's so many unresolved plot holes.
Yeah, I know. I know that. It's caused by the ending. Just forget about the ending.
Then there's still unresolved shit. Like,
but it's still better than Halo.
What about, no, it's not. What about,
Halo's unresolved.
It's getting resolved, and there's not nearly as many plot holes.
Yeah, I mean, like, do you remember the whole Dark Energy subplot?
Yeah.
How that didn't happen at all in 3?
Well, it was supposed to.
Yeah, and it didn't.
Yeah, I know.
It's still there, and it makes the last boss
but if you put it
completely
the bomb
pointless,
like, oh.
It made no sense.
Or if you do that.
Okay, they dropped the ball in the ending. I don't know why or how, but
if the indoctrination theory is true,
as far as I'm concerned, it's not over yet.
Yeah, I mean, if the indoctrination theory is true and they patch it and they do that, I'll like it. But I'm still gonna prefer Halo over it because I don't have to fucking.
You don't have to play it.
I don't have to play it for 60 hours, okay?
But that's the point of the game isn't to rush through it.
Halo is like really good movies. Mass Effect is like a really good TV series. Sometimes I want to sit down for 2 hours and watch a movie instead of watching a season of a show.
You're lazy.
What were you about to say, Shiny?
Anyway,
yeah, I was about to say, I'm going to have to let you guys go. I got some things to do.
All right. Well, it was great having you back, Shiny.
All right. Try and catch me up sometimes. I'll probably get back on here every now and then.
Excellent.
Sure.
All right.
No problem. You'll be on random episodes.
Sounds good.
Enjoy your sex swing.
I will.
All right, Shiny.
Hey, later.
That piece of shit. Is he still here?
No, he's gone.
I was kidding.
I'm about to do some bad editing for that.
Why?
Oh, yeah, I might just leave it as is, because we've been pretty good with keeping the conversation going. So I might have to do very little to this episode.
Yep.
Good.
Okay. All right, how long have you been recording?
Toonami's starting anyway.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, do you think we should call it?
I don't know. It's just Bleach. It's just Bleach on right now.
It's still 30 minutes until Dead Man Wonderland.
I still gotta set up a connection so I can fucking watch it. Damn it!
Have you how you been watching it?
On Justin TV.
Well, go get it. Hurry, go get a connection.
I forget. I don't even think I watched Toonami last week.
You missed a good one.
I fell asleep. Oh, yeah, as soon as Dead Man Wonderland started, I fell asleep.
Man, this shit is getting canceled again.
Dead Man Wonderland is the only reason I even watch Toonami.
You don't even watch Kishern?
No, because I'm not interested in Kishern. Toonami is not, it's not turning out what I expected it to be, but fuck, it's better than nothing.
It's better than Adult Swim.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it needs to be back on weekdays. And it just needs to be back on weekdays again, because nothing of value would be lost if it takes over Adult Swim. I'd miss my 2 episodes of King of the Hill, and that's it.
Well,
I'd go watch 2 episodes.
You got Netflix.
Yeah.
Let's see. How was Toonami? Let's see how Toonami's been doing in ratings, though. I haven't.
Yeah. It's been doing good, but not good enough.
Oh.
Like it's been doing really good, but it's like. They need more money.
Yeah, because they need better shit to play.
I mean, like, they're doing really wonderful considering it's Saturday night, which is the worst night time to do anything, TV-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Back in the day, whenever, like, anime was put on Saturday night and then Adult Swim started bitching, why is nobody watching? I guess anime sucks. Whenever it was, you know, it's Saturday night, nothing does good on there. Then they started putting Family Guy and all the other stuff on it, and it didn't do good either. And then they shut up with the anime sucks bullshit, you know? They stopped blaming us. But yeah, no, I mean, like, this they need weekdays, but...
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about Bleach. What's going on anyway?
I don't know, I'm too far behind to even...
I've seen, like, 4 episodes of Bleach in my life. I don't... It's like Yu Yu Hakusho with swords. I don't know.
But Yu Yu Hakusho, if they had... They should
that was
replace
a great
Bleach
show.
With, yeah, they should replace Bleach with Yu Yu Hakusho.
I want to watch all of it. I didn't get to see all of it. I need a bar from Terry. I think he has it.
The ending, the way they ended it, not, you know, 100% excited about the way they ended it. If I'm making a clear distinction from the manga.
I haven't seen, I've only seen, I stopped watching it as soon as it stopped being on Toonami, you know? Well, no, yeah. On Adult Swim, whenever they started airing it at like 4 in the morning.
Yeah. But oh well, fuck it.
I'd like to just rewatch it.
It's a great series. It's a fucking great series.
I know, it's like, yeah.
Well, they, like I said, they could have picked better shit to air on Toonami. But
I think Dead Man Wonderland and Concern is good additions. They just need more new shows that people want to see. Like people watch for new things. They don't want to see reruns of Cowboy Bebop rerun for the 40th time, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I don't mind catching Cowboy Bebop.
I mean, like, Cowboy Bebop's really good, but I've seen it like 30 times.
Yeah. That's why I only watch Dead Man Wonderland, and I'm out after that, which is sad.
I mean, Bleach sucks now. I mean, it's just... Bleach, apparently Bleach is just 70% filler or something. I don't know. Apparently. I just have it muted. Like, I don't know what's happening.
See, I think if we would have watched Bleach from the beginning, Stickman, then we'd probably be more into it.
But Terry knows about it, and he used to be bitching about it, how it's always in filler, and now it's over. It's been canceled.
Oh, they canceled Bleach?
They canceled Bleach pretty much as soon as they said that the manga was ending.
Oh, wow.
But the manga, they announced that the manga's ending, then the TV's like, oh, yeah, well, okay, we're just canceling it now.
Let's get that over with.
And they're not even going to, like, show whatever added. They're not even going to show the ending or something. I don't know. Ask Terry. He knows what he's talking about.
Oh. So I didn't know
that. Apparently, like, they literally went to a filler arc halfway through another arc. Like, halfway through one arc, they're like, blah, 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 by the way, here's a bunch of filler.
That doesn't even fucking make sense. Why would you do that?
They don't even, like, bother to say that it takes place. They just said, here's something that happens at some point. And then they go into this big filler arc right before some big fight or something.
Wow.
That's right.
And apparently, after the fight, it contradicts the filler. So,
way to go. Because that what you did made perfect fucking sense. Oh well.
What I said or what?
No, what they did.
You mean sarcastic or?
Yeah. Yo, here's some shit. Oh wait, we're gonna cut that shit in half. Give you some
apparently
shit.
Apparently, this is said filler arc that we're watching right now. I think.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on in Bleach.
Bleach is basically, it's like with Grim Reapers and shit.
Yeah, I know the concept, but you know, there's a Ron cards and something going on with the swords and Bankais and shit.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's like I just say it's Yu Hakusho with swords. That seems pretty accurate. Accurate enough. I'm sure there's going to be some weeboo who's going to be crying his balls off over what I just said, but...
Hey, guess what, Mr. Boo Boo Butthurt about Bleach? Fuck you.
One Piece is better.
Fuck you.
What?
I'm not giving One Piece a fair chance.
One Piece is real. The only bad thing about One Piece is that it is long as ass. It is super fucking long. I think they're like in 500 episodes now, and they're only halfway done with the story.
Good God.
Manga's been going on since like 1999.
They're going to cancel it before it finishes.
Nah, man, it's like the most popular thing in Japan right now.
Wow.
Like, it is like the next Dragon Ball. It really is.
Oh, well, I might have to watch this. The only thing is, it I see some bits and pieces of it. It just looks too fucking silly.
Well, so is, like, Dragon Ball sometimes, you know? It's silly, but in ways that you'll like. And it gets very serious, too. It's you know, like Dragon Ball. I mean, if you look back and look at DBZ, it's weird as fuck. Like, there's talking animals and...
Dinosaurs and, for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like that, you know?
Well, one day I'll give One Piece a chance.
I mean, like, it's basically, imagine Dragon Ball if no one could fly and it was about pirates and superpowers.
Yeah. This crazy fruit shit that they eat.
Yeah, it's good. It's just long. It's super long.
I'll give it a try one day.
It's just retardedly long. Like, me and Terry, like, Terry's been showing it to me for the last year. I'm only like 100 episodes in. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I'm just like 100 episodes in.
Oh, I wanted to tell you this last time, but I don't think we talked about this on the last episode, but they're remaking the Leprechaun movie.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
I thought I'd throw that in there because
they're making way too much crap. Like, they're remaking stuff that's not even that old.
Well, you
remember, yeah, the Total
what?
Recall remake coming out soon. They're remaking RoboCop. Like, at a house is playing Dick Jones. It's stupid.
Look, you already established this. Like, making original movies is no longer profitable.
Yeah.
Hey, how is Prometheus? I hear like contradicting things. Is
I haven't seen. I hear mixed things. Yeah.
Apparently, like people that know aliens and just like movies, like average people like it, but people with brains don't. Apparently, you know.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, I heard it flopped. Like, I was reading it on Yahoo, and I heard it was like a giant financial disaster.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I saw it.
It makes me worried about the Blade Runner sequel. That is a movie that doesn't need a sequel.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, that is a movie that really doesn't need a sequel. I mean, it ended, and if you want more Blade Runner, watch Blade Runner again.
Apparently there was, like, a PC game. Way yeah. back when, that was a like, sort of a sequel.
It's
with
based
a
on a novel
character.
Series, so, yeah.
If you want more Blade Runner, pick up a fucking book.
Yeah.
Read what?
Read something that's not pictures?
Have you seen Blade Runner?
Peter. Huh? Who are you talking to?
Peter,
you need to watch Blade Runner.
I think I have, like,
it's
a long
one of the great,
check
the classic
final, get the final cut. Which is not on Netflix, unfortunately. It's the best version. Actually, I think the 30th anniversary version is about to come out, which is the final cut plus a bunch of...
I have it on HD DVD.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
See how that felt.
Yeah. Yeah, you picked wrong, son.
It seemed like the right choice. It had Blade Runner.
I know. Honestly, it was down to the wire. It came down to, like, one or two companies saying, yeah, let's just go with Blu-ray. That killed HD DVD.
Still slightly bitter about that.
I mean, that was, it really did come down to the wire. Like, it could have been either. It just, it was even up until the end, whenever it got a couple of, I think, like Paramount or somebody's support.
Like, I don't want to buy Clockwork Orange on Blu-ray because I have it on HD DVD, but I have to go to the trouble of pulling out my HD DVD player and hooking it up.
Imagine whenever it breaks.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Can't even, like, sell it because it's so...
It's like a Betamax.
It technically, I don't know. I don't know. It just, I just don't see it. I'm just, I'm bitter. I'm angry.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man.
Pretty cool,
I mean, like,
format.
You just chose wrong. You were unlucky. It wasn't anything against you. It's just circumstance.
Yeah.
Not your favor. But,
just
but backed
it more.
Check out Blade Runner, The Final Cut. It is a great movie. It's a smart movie. It's considered one of the best movies ever. It, basically, it came out in, like, the early 80s, and it, like, most anime, like, that came out after it was influenced by its looks. Like, it,
that,
it,
you were playing Deus Ex, right, Peter?
Have you?
I don't...
That what? Annoyingly frustrating game? Yes. Yes,
but
I have.
It's not frustrating. It's a great game, but it pulls
is,
a lot of inspiration from Blade Runner.
It is completely I told you about this the other day.
Basically,
yeah,
Blade
I don't
Runner
listen
is,
to that.
Is it a Blade Runner? Is Deus Ex tinted blue instead of gold?
Oh.
Yeah. It's really good movie. It's basically a sci-fi noir movie.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Wait, did I tell you what I had to do in Deus Ex, Stickman?
I bought the game yesterday, by the way.
Oh,
good. Finally.
Well, I got lost in the ducts in the police station, and I got so frustrated and mad because I got in a loop of death that I started killing people, and I found a shotgun and just murdered the entire precinct. I killed everyone in the precinct because I got stuck in this loop of death.
Well, I don't see how that happened, but...
Did it solve anything?
I got out. I completed the mission.
So, boom, death solves everything.
Yeah.
No problem that can't be solved with death.
All right. Fair enough. That instance, death solved my problem.
Give me any problem that you think can't be solved by death, and I will prove you wrong.
How about, gender relations?
What do you mean?
How
I don't
men
know,
about
this is this big, stupid war on women, apparently, lately.
Fine, kill the women, boom.
I just wanted to get you to say that. Okay, now, Peter, take that line and just paste it in random parts of in the podcast.
Don't do that.
Just boom, kill all women just randomly.
You son of a bitch. You butt fucking son of a bitch.
Hey, you fell in the trap, sir.
I could have said kill all the men.
No, I knew you wouldn't. I did. That's a Batman gambit right there.
You've been Jedi'd, sir.
In this round.
in the best possible way. All right. I think we got enough material. I think it's time to wrap this bad boy up. Alright. Oh. I have to do this because I told him I'd do this on the next episode. I tweeted Richie Branson that I'd shout out his new album in that next episode. So, I'm going to stick to my word and do it.
I've been listening more to him. He's not bad. I like him. Mm-hmm. I like him. I've been listening more. I'm going to...
His Otaku Tuesday album is nice. I like it.
I heard his Gurren Lagann song. I liked it.
That is an excellent song. I didn't really get the reference until I watched more.
Watch the show. Seriously, both of you.
I watch it a little at a time.
That is a show? Really?
Yeah, I watch Gurren Lagann a little bit at a time.
Have you or will you?
I do.
How much you seen?
3 episodes.
It gets to keep watching. Just marathon like the episode 7. You'll see why. Just watch.
I don't know if
six
I can
or
marathon.
Seven or so.
I'll try because I don't have a car right now, so I'm stuck in the house all day. So I might just do that.
And Jason, you should watch it too.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it starts off as a comedy sort of, then gets serious as fuck, but it does it in a good way.
So far, my favorite part is when he gets Ligon, and he does the "Who the hell do you think I am?" kick.
Yeah,
I thought that was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah,
but anyway, shout outs to Richie. If you don't have the album, get the album. As far as I know, it's still free. So Cop Otaku Tuesday, listen, you'll enjoy. But this is episode
12, I want to say.
Yeah, 12. Episode 12 of Nerd 5. We'll be knocking off for the night. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter. Give us a like on Facebook. Don't forget we are available on iTunes, and our cancer will eventually spread to Zune. So we'll be on Zune. Eventually. But that's it for episode 12. Special thank you to all the fans. You're all five of you who have been and still are supporting Nerd 5. Thank you. We'll be after your money soon.
And thank you, Shiny, for finally showing up after 14 years.
Yes. Yes. And who will hopefully randomly show up through more episodes. This has been episode 12. Thank you. Good night.
And good luck.